main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. Their headlines. The government suspends Farouk Manufacturing, fines firm 80,000 kwacha over labor law violations. Zema approved 1,411 projects in 2025. And in international news, UK defends Chagos Islands, a deal after Trump calls handover act of great stupidity.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Government has suspended Farouk Manufacturing operators of Garant and Midtown in Lusaka's industrial area and fined the company 80,000 kwacha for violating labor laws. Labor Commissioner Given Zamtengwa has also referred allegations of rape and sexual harassment involving workers to the police for criminal investigation. Speaking during an inspection of the company, Mr. Mtengwa said Farouk Manufacturing was fined 40,000 kwacha for failing to implement mandatory workplace policies contrary to the Employment Code Act and a further 40,000 kwacha for the alleged non-payment of overtime and terminal benefits pending verification of payment records.
So we charge you a 40,000 kwacha, which you deposit in a government account. To be provided in the letter that you write. So the issue on policies is done. Then on the issues of payments, you say you have documents. When you have all the documents, we'll reverse the fine. But we'll also charge you another 40,000. Remember, I read to say, if you fail to pay on the last day, this one, if you fail to pay, there's an administrative penalty.
Meanwhile, Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba said allegations of rape and sexual harassment are serious criminal matters, warning that Zambia will not tolerate violence or abuse in the workplace following reports that female employees, including some job seekers, were sexually abused.
Very sad to hear employees, workers reporting cases of harassment. Zambia has just ratified Convention 190 that deters, that does not permit any violence of any kind, be it physical, psychological, mental. That becomes terrorism, and no workplace in Zambia will be allowed to condone terror at a workplace.
And company managing director Jakonjia Ripjonov said the firm is fully cooperating with authorities and will address all issues raised during the ministry's inspection. The ministry also inspected national breweries where officers assessed working conditions following concerns of casualization, reiterating that government will not allow the exploitation of workers. Police in Lusaka are investigating a case of alleged murder in which a body of an unidentified man aged between 35 and 40 was found lying on the ground in a pool of blood with multiple cuts on the head in Chunga compound. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha said Matero Police Station today at around 06 hours received a report of alleged murder from Virginia Mwape, a resident of Chunga compound. Ms. Kaitisha said brief facts of the matter are that around 06 hours, Ms. Mwape left her home to purchase some items from a nearby shop located in Madimba area. While waiting for the shop owner to open, she noticed the body of unknown male person lying on the ground in a pool of blood. She said police officers who rushed to the scene found the deceased lying on his back in a pool of blood without his shirt or trousers. Ms. Kaitisha has more details.
A physical inspection conducted on the body revealed that the deceased had sustained deep cuts on the face and a deep cut on the ear. Stones were also observed around the scene, leading the police to suspect foul play. The body of the deceased has since been deposited to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where it awaits identification and post-mortem. Investigations have since been instituted to establish circumstances surrounding the incident and to bring the perpetrators to justice.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency says it approved 1,411 development projects across various sectors through the environmental impact assessment process in 2025. ZEMA Acting Director General Karen Etondo said the EIA process has taken a new direction with the introduction of the Environmental Management Impact Assessment Regulations, Statutory Instrument Number 3 of 2026, which came into effect on January 9, 2026. Speaking during the Planet Gold Media Breakfast meeting, Ms. Etondo said the new regulations have reduced the EIA review period from 35 to 30 days and cut statutory review fees from 1.3 million kwacha to 600,000 kwacha for the highest category, while fees for the lowest category have also been significantly reduced. She said ZEMA prosecuted 4 companies for violating environmental laws, resulting in fines amounting to 710,000 kwacha.
Among the new requirements that the regulations have introduced is the reduction of the EIA review process from 45 working days to 30 days, so that will speed up the implementation and review process of various projects that the agency deals with. Secondly, the statutory review fees have also been adjusted downwards. We noted that one of the key barriers in this in formalizing the sector has to do with the cost of the EIA process. So this review fees has been adjusted downwards from 1 million to 600,000 being the maximum payable under the environmental impact assessment process.
Meanwhile, Planet Gold National Projects Manager Abigail Mwailenge said the company created 28 cooperatives last year and aims to establish 40 cooperatives in gold mining areas, targeting to empower 11,000 miners through clean, safe and profitable mining practices.
With this objective, we hope to support 11,000 miners, eliminate 1.14 metric tons of mercury, increase formalized mining operations, and empower women and youth operations in the ESGM sector. The Planet Gold Zambia project has a duration of 5 years, and we have since just concluded our first year in 2025. As far as formalization, the year that has passed, we were able to create 28 cooperatives. One of our goals is to create at least 40 cooperatives in the areas where we have what is being termed as the informal miners.
And Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Assistant Director for Artisanal and Small-Scale Mining, Brighton Kateka, said the ministry is raising awareness on inclusive mining as policies are being reviewed to promote the participation of women and youth. Zesco Limited has marked a major breakthrough in its fight against vandalism following the conviction of 2 individuals for transformer theft. On January 13, 2026, the Solwezi Magistrate Court sentenced Watson Kashimoto, 21, and Jeremiah Otello, 33, to 1 year imprisonment with hard labor for stealing transformer winders valued at nearly 280,000 kwacha. The conviction followed investigations launched in April 2025 after stolen components were recovered from an abandoned motorbike. Zesco says 1,584 security-related cases were recorded in December 2025, a 17.6% drop from November. However, property losses rose by 25% from 8.9 million kwacha to 11.1 million kwacha. And Zesco North Division Senior Manager for Security Services, Frazier Molebuente, has warned that anyone who tampers with the national grid will be caught and face the full force of the law.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has once again intercepted a consignment of 800 cases of cigarettes bearing Zambian customs excise stamps, a potential revenue loss of 10 million kwacha. In a statement, ZRA manager corporate communications Oliver Nzala said the cigarettes were imported from South Africa through the Chirundu one-stop border post and were declared as goods in transit to the Democratic Republic of Congo alongside some personal effects. Mr. Nzala has explained that the deliberate misuse of the transit regime to conceal goods intended for the local market demonstrates a clear attempt to evade customs controls and applicable excise